Proverbs 4, 26 and 27 says, "Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." If your relationship with the Lord and with others is important, then where you go is an important thing. It can also be an issue of the amount of time you spend doing a certain thing or going to a certain place. Of course, we've mentioned this before, that you know there's really no reason for Christians to be going to bars and clubs and or even going to Laodicean or apostate churches just because friends invite you or anything. Hanging out with unsaved or backslidden or Laodicean type friends and family, that can be something you have to do or need to do once in a while, but it's just not a place you ought to be hanging out all the time. But many times this comes down to an understanding between a right and what is right. Just because you have a right to go somewhere or do a certain thing, that doesn't make it right or make it the right thing to do. Paul put it this way. First, he said this in 1 Corinthians 6:12, "All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful unto me, or I'm sorry, all things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any sports, hobbies, music, or even work can become something that hurts your walk with God if you get out of control, become a workaholic, for example, as they call them. Instead of us controlling it, it controls us, and that can be a problem. In other words, there's nothing inherently wrong with a hobby, for example, but it keeps you away from the local church and the fellowship that you need and the Bible teaching and the time of singing and prayer. All that's important. If it keeps you away from having a ministry, if it keeps you from spending time with your wife and kids or your family or whatever your circumstance is, your relationships that are important, if it absorbs your time and your money, leaving you nothing or very little to give to God, then at that point, that thing has become evil. Secondly, Paul says this in 1 Corinthians 10:23, "All things are lawful for me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but all things edify not." In other words, don't set the bar low. It's not just about whether or not you can do it and get by with it. You should be looking for things to do with your time and with your life that is edifying. Have you noticed how low some Christians set that bar? We've known people who they literally set the bar this low. They'll say, "Well, it won't send me to hell, will it?" And just think about that. That's about as low as you can set the bar. We ought to be doing what's best and not going as low as we can without worrying about going to hell. And of course, that goes into the whole thing of security and all that. But it really is amazing that people set the bar as low as they can. And I don't know a single person who sets the bar that low, who has a good relationship with the Lord and does much of anything with their lives that glorifies the Lord Jesus. So ask yourself, I ask myself this many times, what is your standard? Are you setting your standards where they ought to be? Are you setting it purposely low and flirting with disaster and shipwreck so that you can get by with something you think you have a right to do? We should really give this some thought and ponder the path of our feet and let all thy ways be established. Set a higher standard for our choices and commit to walking on God's path. As it says in the close of our verse, "Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil." Really gives us some things to think about, especially at times of holidays and things like that. Remove thy foot from evil.